Thank you all for being back with us today. When we left yesterday, we said we was going to finish up a little bit on some of the CSEP exercise stuff, as well as I wanted to talk with Kevin today, hopefully, about some projects he's got going and what that's going to mean for our community. But I guess kind of getting back, we kind of mentioned in our last episode talking about the facilities, and we talked maybe about the technology that our new Emergency Operations Center has and how it was a lot more functional in the event, but kind of, I guess, really highlighting that. I remember back, I hadn't been in office all that long when we had the West Liberty event. And to think that we were sitting in that structure upstairs, and pretty much they had told us we was going to have the tornadoes that we had, just a matter of exactly where they hit, and the timing was a little questionable, but pretty content that it was going to be as catastrophic as it was. And I remember that day, you know, in the event Powell County had took a direct hit, not only did you have the Emergency Operations Center that wouldn't have been functional, but you had our dispatch center, which would have dispatched all those agencies sitting in the same building. How bad it was on the first floor, it was not a whole lot better. So that was really scary to think just a few short years ago we were in that environment where, had we been hit, the people that need to be assisting the public probably would have been displaced at best, hopefully no loss of life, and wouldn't have had the ability to use equipment to put the people where they need to be. So,
well, I don't really understand know where they was at in West Liberty, but I do know that their courthouse was flattened. It's kind of ironic that we left a one-story brick building and went to a two-story antiquated that would blow, would move, literally move when you slam the door building. So, yes, if we would have had any type of winds whatsoever, not necessarily an F3, but if we would have had an F1 or F2 hit that dispatch, you had several people, key people in the county that would have been, worst case scenario, would have been killed.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that happened that day that that this center could have handled tremendously better.
Yeah, and I guess I was kind of putting some of that out there to put, not that we're saying it is, but this building that we're now located in is rated for F4 tornado. What I'm saying, there was more foresight, you know, by the people. Like I said, naturally, if you're going to have a catastrophe, you've got to have a building that hopefully will withstand it, and then we have the redundancies built in with backup power and things that hopefully during anything we would face here in Powell County, that we would have a functional center that would be able to render the assistance to the public that counting on us to do so.
Yeah, you look around the country, look at Joplin, Missouri, and places like that. You look around the country, and the federal government's really good about coming in after the fact. And let's face it, most communities don't get hit with a catastrophic tornado more than once. Joplin actually had two F5s within a 2-3 year period, which is very, very rare. But the federal government's really good about coming in after the fact. This CSEP program has allowed for forward thinking in at least these 10 counties. So we're in a much better shape than 110 counties in the state of Kentucky. Your larger places like Louisville and maybe Northern Kentucky, even some of those places don't have a facility as far as hardened facility that can withstand a earthquake, because we're sitting on pylons that the building would actually move instead of cracking. We have backup generators that if we lost primary power or secondary power, if we had a problem with one of the generators, we have a second generator that we can utilize. We can take the mobile generator and we can take it to the courthouse, or we can take it to the shelter at the high school, and we can get electricity to those areas, all provided through the CSEP program.
And we also talked, I think, last week, you know, beyond the redundancies built in there, how much more advanced our technology and communications are than a lot of other places. Having our standalone tower sites, you know, affords us communication abilities that aren't solely relying on the power grid.
Well, going back to West Liberty, anybody went up to West Liberty understands until we got in there with mobile towers, mobile units, that there was no communications in West Liberty. The state police have an 800 megahertz tower, and that was what a lot of the communications was going through, was the Kentucky State Police. We are now privileged to have a digital system here in Powell County. We have three state-of-the-art transmitter sites, receiver sites, one at Hinkle, quarry up at Bowen. We have the one we've had for a long time up at Furnace, and we have the one at Black Creek. We have three operational towers, and we're continuing to do improvements. The one at Black Creek, we're bringing state-of-the-art equipment into there. All of this is fed into dispatch. We have a microwave unit that shoots straight down to the dispatch. We have a tower here at dispatch now. There's a lot of redundancy in the system, so if one goes down, we can utilize it. Anybody in law enforcement or in the fire department has known that it's 10, 15 years ago that there's places in Powell County where you just would not get reception. There are still spots. Unfortunately, we live in the mountainous area. We have a lot of hollers, and sometimes it's just almost impossible. Same thing with cell phones. It's almost impossible to hit every single crevice in this county. But we have coverage to well over 80% of this county, probably closer to 90-92% of this county. And that has just been improvement through CSAP.
Yeah, and I know that's real good that we got the coverage, because I know, you know, with digital, there's already perceived to be potentially an 8-10% drop-off just by going there because you're narrowing down. But with the advances we made, not only did we didn't lose, we gained a whole lot.
And like, well, so the placement of the Hinkle Tower was awesome, yeah. I mean, you're looking at these different improvements, and amount of money that the county would have had to have spent to make these improvements would not have been possible under current taxation and current financial structure. It just wouldn't have been possible. The CSAP program, the Chemical Stockpile Emergency Protection Program, has came in and spent millions of dollars in Powell County to improve safety for all Powell County people.
You're exactly right. And hopefully, you know, as the program's starting to get within the foreseeable end, there's still some money out there, and that's why I said that's one of the things you and I have talked about. We're going to make sure that we stay on task, making sure that any of those improvements that still need to be made or can be made to Powell County, we're going to seek those dollars and make sure that that's done here in Powell County.
Oh, absolutely. You can look around dispatch right now. In the last month, we've had some tremendous movement on some of the different projects. We have a building right here at dispatch behind us that we can actually do work on our trailers, the ones that have the different equipment in for the CSEP drills. We can pull them inside out of the weather, and we can inventory, we can clean, we can bring in people that like police officers or ambulances. We can bring them in and work on the radios. We'll have a bay just for doing that type of work. Just the simple identification of the building, we're going up with signage to make sure people know where the building's at. We are all the time looking for ways to improve the service of dispatch, the service of the Emergency Operations Center to the public. So if anybody ever has a comment or a question, they can always give me a call at 606-481-9849. Again, that's 481-9849. And be happy to answer any questions or take any comments.
I guess kind of talking about in the vein there of trying to make sure we secure the dollars that we can for Powell County to make those improvements. You know, people are not totally familiar. You have a budget that's done been agreed upon, you know, in September, October. But also there tends to be, during that course of those fiscal years, some money that comes about that is subject to whoever's aggressive enough to go after it. And I think you've been fairly successful in your short time here going on and getting some additional dollars beyond what we was guaranteed. You want to speak a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. I've been very fortunate. The state, Mark Claus, the Kentucky Emergency Management Director for CSEP, and some of his personnel have came down, and we've went through some different things. We've looked at some deficiencies here at the EOC and Powell County. And I went into a meeting anticipating maybe $60,000, $70,000 worth of improvements. And upon talking to them, we negotiated. We got $102,400 to complete projects here in Powell County. Now, we only have 6 weeks to spend that money, but that's awesome to be able to have that problem, to have to spend that money. That's 10 counties, and we get one-third of the $300,000 surplus for Powell County. I thought that was a really good chance for Powell County to prove itself.
It is. And one thing I think is an important chance we could take, too. Also, people, they often hear grants and they realize that there's a match or some cost to the county. Not that at the end of the day all these dollars we're talking about aren't tax dollars somewhere in the federal system, but something I think I may have before, but definitely ought to take this opportunity to do, is through the CSEP, it's a kind of a unique program in that these are 100% reimbursable type stuff, so no direct cost directly to the county. And I think that's something important to make the people aware of too, that, you know, if you're getting this $103,000 you're talking about, it don't mean that there's a 20% match that we've got to do to get that. So it's a lot more advantageous than a lot of other grants that have a in-kind or cost match associated.
Oh, absolutely.
With them.
It goes back to the whenever it was put into place back in the 80s, 1985, up into the 90s, and FEMA actually is the one that does a lot of the budget negotiations. This is money that's locked in. This is not money they're going to take away and give to a hurricane or another national disaster. This is something that they've given through the Army, through FEMA, to make heroic measures to make sure that the communities are safe that are in the areas of these chemical stockpiles. So this is locked-in money, and it's federal money. It is tax money from the federal level. But as it comes down, there's a lot of ability to utilize that money in very unique ways for Powell County. At the end of the year, there was some money that was set aside to improve the Black Creek Tower. And if you ask through the state and through the federal government, FEMA, they have monies that has been set aside, and they want to spend it all by October 1st. So at the end of the year, and I plan on doing this next year, if you have projects in place, you're much more likely to get a bigger piece of that pie. So that's what we anticipate. That's what we did this year. We jumped on board, and we got as many pieces of that pie as possible. Next year, we plan on taking at least as much, if not more.
That's very good to hear, and that's what I said. So much of it's what we've alluded to before in emergency management, which is kind of along the lines of CSEP. So much of it is preparing for the future, not only in the event of emergency, but like you said, identifying what needs are going to be there with the equipment we have and trying to project out and, like I said, put yourself in a place with the estimates or ideals of what you're going to need in the future. So so much of this is not about the day-to-day operations, but it's thinking, like you said, a year or 2 years ahead, and that's a very vital part of the role as a CSEP director is been in that mindset.
Yeah, the CSEP program is not going to last forever. It actually shuts down when the last weapon munitions is taken care of over at Richmond, and then they start the process of the county taking over for CSEP. When you're talking about a budget of $300,000 or $400,000 a year for upkeep of the equipment, for maintaining the equipment and projects to move forward with making sure it's modern equipment and things of that nature, that's something the county is going to have to start looking at as far as the future goes. But some of the things we're looking at right now is before that happens is we're looking to get a $300,000 grant for updating of the communications equipment. And that way we could stockpile the equipment that's working fine now, and we could stockpile that equipment for future and maybe be better prepared to replace it if and when it goes down, because it's going to go down eventually.
Yeah, not only there thinking about the cost effectiveness, but just the automatic redundancy building. Like you said, having a piece of equipment in place that can automatically be put back up there can expedite, you know, should we have a need, not having to be out a long time in order to get that equipment here, even if you could afford it.
Yeah, well, if you look at most of our transmitter sites, they have at least one repeater that can be taken off, and primary responsibility, of course, police and fire. And sometimes if you had a scanner of the old time, you'd hear some bleed over, stuff like that. The digital systems do not bleed over, but they do have to have maintenance from time to time. So if you have one of the new digital scanners, you'll sometimes say that the firefighters and the ambulance will have to switch over to police or vice versa. Police will have to switch over to theirs, and that's just for maintenance purposes. This new equipment will allow us to put more things in each site that we don't have to take down a particular channel. We can just transfer over to one of the other repeaters while we're doing maintenance. So there's so much benefit to getting to that extra $300,000 worth of equipment.
And that's what you kind of alluded to it there. That's been a big thing that has improved already. Before, if you had a tower went down, you lost a big segment of your communications within that portion. Like you said, being able to bounce off of one of the three has definitely helped in the times, like you said, of radio trouble or whatever, to make sure we have some form of communications there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my position as CSEP director is really a blessing to me, and I'd love to be able to continue to serve this county. But the leadership that we have in this county, whether it's from the judge executive to the emergency management director to the superintendent of the schools to the magistrates to the mayors, we all have to start working together, and we have to look towards the future. And you know, this county is in an awesome position with some of the things that we've already had in place through the CSEP grants and through some of the other grant processes that we have. Unfortunately, not all the state grants are a 50% match or a 20% match, but when you have programs like CSEP, we need to take full advantage of them. We need to get every penny possible, and we need to be able to free up as much for these other type of opportunities as possible. So in 5, 6, 7 years, when the CSEP program is phased out, we're at a point financially that we can just step right in and continue the services to Powell County.
You're exactly right. And I think, you know, on all those things, like you said, not only the ones that require match, but also as funding at all levels is starting to go down, even the grants that are available are becoming less likely. So we have to start being more innovative in our thinking of how to use our tax dollars more wisely and get the most efficiency out of them. And we've done well with the CSEP program so far. And like I said, we just got to keep thinking that way in all areas, because it's getting to be the reality that those monies are less and less available in form of grants or whatever it be.
Yeah, you know, there's quite a bit of money out there for CSEP. But what I don't want to do is ever get something that we cannot continue to utilize, something that won't benefit the county. And if somebody ever has a question or comment, every now and then you hear somebody say, well, why did they do this or why did they get that? Why can't we have this? Then please give me a call here to dispatch. You can call me at 481-9849. That's my cell phone number. Be happy to talk to you anytime. But the thing about it is there is federal government attaches a lot of regulations and things we can and can't do. We can only spend certain monies on certain things, and we can't buy the fire departments every single thing that they want. But we can definitely assist them in the projects that we can. And going forward, we want to make sure that they're as up-to-date as possible going into the closeout portion of the CSEP program.
One thing, too, Kevin, we may have not done real well here is, we've talked about how the CSEP program is 100% reimbursable and things, but I think we've been a little deceptive to the people if they think it's that easy that, they're going to give us this money, we're going to spend it. There's a whole lot of paperwork, and I guess that goes a little bit more into detail as your job as director, to receive a dollar, the amount of effort, and what kind of paperwork you have to do to ensure that naturally we're going to spend a dollar, we're going to get a dollar back. But to ensure that we get that dollar back, there's more than just requesting the money and getting it. You might speak a little bit of what all the process you have to go through to make sure that we get that dollar back.
Yeah, I mean, I wish it was just as simple as picking up the phone and saying I want $100,000 and spending $100,000. But no, that's the nightmare is the paperwork. We have to go through the process of thinking of what we need, thinking of how we're going to utilize that equipment because we have to justify the need. And then once we get the justification, we send it up to Frankfurt, and Frankfurt has to send it to FEMA Region 4, which is our director. And if they have approval, they can send it back. If not, they have to send it to FEMA in Washington, depending on what type of project it is. And once it gets back to them, then it comes back to me as director, and then I have to take it in front of the fiscal court and make sure it meets all county procurement procedures, make sure that the fiscal court's on board, and then once the fiscal court's on board, then I can go back to the state and say, yes, we're going to spend it this way, and then I have to go out to the vendor, and I have to get an invoice from the vendor, and once the product is in place, then we send the invoice to the state, and the state reimburses us.
Canceled checks. And
yes. I mean, yeah, it's if it wasn't for the paperwork, I mean, this would be just an awesome, easy task. But yeah, it should be. These are taxpayers' dollars, and we need to make sure that we're spending them in accordance with county policy, state policy, and federal policy. And we need to spend every dollar that we possibly can in the manner that it's supposed to be spent.
And I know when we looked at putting you in this position, that's one of the things we wanted, was somebody that not only could have the ability to see the need and request the equipment we needed, but also have the ability to do the back end of it, the business end, the paperwork, and that's as vital as the other. So I think we've so far been very successful in that, and hopefully put somebody in that role that's going to make sure that happens for Powell County.
Well, I've been to a couple meetings outside the county, and I've looked at the way some of the other counties are running, and I'm in belief that Powell County has been functioning in a manner that meets state standards, meet federal standards, but I was kind of taken aback by some of the projects that other counties had got to get accomplished, and hopefully we'll be able to get some of those projects accomplished in the future here in Powell County.
Exactly, and like I said, if you've got to take care of both of those in unison, and doing so will enable us to be able to do a lot more here, I think, in the next few years. Where are we getting to, Corey?